Welcome to the Within You podcast. I'm your host and wellness big sis, Rebecca Lee. My mission is to help guide and empower you to grow into the best, most authentic version of you so that living and feeling your best life becomes effortless. Here on the Within You podcast, we will be diving deep on all things wellness, mindset tips, motivation, and living an overall holistic, healthy lifestyle. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of self-development, where a positive mindset and holistic wellness come together. Now, let's get into the episode, but before we do, don't forget that it all starts within you. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the pod. I am so excited that you tuned in for today's Pod Wednesday because today we have a topic that I feel is very important for us to talk about today and has been very top of mind lately after seeing this one video that really sparked my thoughts on it, and I'm excited to share it with you. And that topic is all around how we need you to be more of you and not less of you. We don't need you to be trying to change you anymore. We need you to actually become more of you. And we're gonna dive deep on this topic, and I'm gonna explain what that even means and looks like to me. But first, I'll give you guys a little bit of updates. So we are officially in Miami. We made it to the first location of this little journey I'm going on. I'm recording in the new place that I'm staying at for the month. And because of that, sorry if the audio is not ideal. I'm still trying to find a place to where to record the podcast, but we're coming at you live. It's 10 p.m. I just had a burst of inspiration and energy to record late night. Sometimes that's just how it works when you know, you have a podcast and you do your own thing. You can really just decide whatever time of the day works best for you. But I'm excited to come at you from Miami. I'm really feeling excited and inspired and kind of have a new energy towards my life and honestly what I'm doing. So I'm excited to be here with you. I'm drinking my dandelion tea and I really want to dive deep on this topic today. So let's get into it. This might be a shorter episode. I'm not sure. It depends how much I have to say. I honestly didn't even write too many notes for this episode. I just want to speak from the heart as I always try to. But anyways, I saw this TikTok, and this TikTok is honestly what inspired this week's episode. It was a long video, and I think literally 5-minute video on TikTok, and I never usually watch these videos all the way through. I watched this one video, I'm not kidding, 3 times through. I wish I remembered the original person who made this TikTok because I would credit them. But it was some guy, and basically what he was saying was that your first purpose in this life is being you and experiencing life as you, actually just living your life. And the reason why so many of us feel so disconnected from our purpose, and we're always searching for our purpose, and we're always looking for something external of us to give us purpose, the reason why we're always in search of that and in pursuit of that is because we're not going to find it by looking external of us. Our purpose actually lies in us just being us. And so if you're spending all this time and energy searching for your purpose, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? What am I doing? We actually have to look inwards and be like, damn, we came onto this earth to be us. And he was talking about how you can have secondary purposes, and typically most people's secondary purpose is something that they would say is their first purpose, like helping people, helping others, their business, their work, whatever the case might be. But your first primary purpose is to actually just be you. And this had me thinking because one of my core beliefs, and that I really want to instill into each and every one of you guys who's in my community, is that you came onto this earth, your soul came onto this earth to be you and no one else. That is one of my core beliefs. I will sing that and scream that till the cows come home, because in a world where everyone is trying to become the same, is trying to look the same, is trying to fit in, is trying to be cool, is trying to do all the same things, I hope you realize that that's not actually what's going to give you all the happiness, fulfillment, purpose in life by trying just to be the same, by just trying to fit in. And so, at least for me personally, I've been going through kind of my own journey of asking myself, who am I at my core without my business, without me helping others, without my podcast even? And how can I make sure that I really recognize that my inherent worth and my inherent worthiness and who I am and my purpose lies in me just being me? And being me is just enough. I don't need to do anything. I don't need to accomplish anything. I don't need to have all of these things to feel worthy and to feel like I am enough. And for me, this has been a huge realization because I've been somebody who's always put my identity and my worth onto my accomplishments, whether that's in school or work or soccer growing up or whatever the case might be. I feel like I'm going through quite an awakening on my own where I'm coming back to myself right now. This feels so good. I feel like I'm finally coming back to more of who I really am and owning that. And not just owning it, but knowing that being me is just enough. Being me is my primary purpose. And so I guess full circle, going back to the original thing of this guy's TikTok, being you is your primary purpose. And you have to realize that being you means actually embracing fully who you are and not putting yourself down for not being or looking like someone else. That really does mean that you have to do the work to catch yourself when you're talking mean to yourself, putting yourself down for not looking a certain way that you think you need to look like, or for not doing the things that you think you need to do, for not being in the relationship yet that you want to be in, for not being as far along as in your career or your business as you want to be. Cut that shit out, because you are here to be on your own journey and to be you. And the more that you are upset at yourself and you put yourself down for these things, the more you're disconnecting from yourself. So you have to realize that embracing fully of who you are and where you are in this current moment is going to bring you the ultimate feeling of fulfillment and happiness and purpose. Being you is your number one purpose, and that is enough. So that's my first thing. My second thing that I want to share about why this world really needs you to be more of you, not less, is because your gifts are found in your authentic expression. Your gifts are found in your authentic expression. Okay? What do I mean by that? Like I said earlier, in a world where everyone's trying to be the same, the people who make it, the people who are successful, the people who are making it big, they're not making it big by just doing what everyone else is doing, by just fitting in, right? They're out there crushing it because they're sharing their unique energy, their unique gifts, their unique expression, their God-given expression of themselves. And so I'll give you an example for even me personally. When I was starting my social media and posting online, this was back in like 2020 on TikTok, when no one was posting health and wellness content on TikTok. Like, really, it was really rare. And I truly believe that a lot of what was working for me and what was successful was because I didn't have really anyone else to compare myself to yet, on TikTok at least. And I just started speaking. I started speaking on TikTok. I started being myself. I started posting things that just came to my mind. And that was found just from me being me, from me following my intuition to start posting these things, start talking about these things. And somewhere along the journey, I caught myself actually started to lose some of that authentic expression because I was comparing myself to what other people were posting, and I tried molding myself into what I thought this wellness girlie needed to be posting online and what she needed to look like and what she needed to do. And I caught myself there because I realized that that actually wasn't working for me anymore. And it wasn't working because it wasn't being true to myself. And then I switched again and I started kind of doing things that I felt like were the right things for me to do, for me to talk about, the things that I felt passionate about. And that ultimately started landing again, because it's such a crazy reminder. It seems so simple, but it's so true, is that your gifts, the things that you came to this earth with, that come natural to you, that people compliment you on, that you are passionate about, that lights you up, that is going to be found when you're truly expressing yourself in whichever way that looks like for you. For me, that's an example on social media, but that can look like in anything in your life, in your relationships, in your work, in your creative endeavors. If you're interested in music, if you love painting, if you love speaking like I do, like whatever it is you want to be doing, I dare you, I challenge you to cut out the outside noise in a world where we have so much outside noise, we have so much distractions, we have abundance of outside voices and things to listen to. Cut out the noise and tune inwards and ask yourself, what is my most authentic expression at this moment in time? Because that can change also, by the way, throughout your life. At this moment in time, what does that look like? And how can I express my gifts in the most authentic way possible? And if you are somebody who is wanting to embark on their own business, their own creative endeavors, this tip is actually going to be the most important thing for you to know. Okay, number three, something else I want to talk about, my third point, is that vulnerability is your superpower. And so in order to be more of you, you have to start sharing more of you, which also means being more vulnerable, which is scary. We don't like being vulnerable. The ego hates it. Our human selves hates it, because it's like, what if this happens? What if they say that? What if that? But if there's one thing I've learned in my life, it's that vulnerability is truly your superpower. And we think it's the opposite. We think we need to hide and shame ourselves for things we've done in our past, or mistakes we've made, or things that we don't think are good about us. But we don't realize that we're all humans going through this human experience, and people can connect to you on a certain level when you're vulnerable. And I'm reminded about this every single time I post on my Instagram story about something I'm going through, and you guys are in my messages being like, wow, thank you so much for sharing this. I'm actually going through the same thing. It's so helpful to see I'm not the only one going through this, or the only one like this, da 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 da. That's true superpower, vulnerability, because you can connect to others in a deeper way. And I want you to think about this in your relationships as well, in your friendships, in your family, in your relationship. How much better and closer do you get in your friendships and relationships when people open up to you and they share what they're going through, and you can connect and you can relate and you can help, and you can see that maybe you're not the only one going through it. You get so much closer. That is the superpower. But when you stand at a wall's distance, a 6 feet distance from somebody, and you're not allowing yourself to be vulnerable and to get deep with another person, that's going to impact your relationships over time. And I'm not saying to get vulnerable and deep with every single person, right? There are certain boundaries and people you do need to kind of protect yourself from. But I think that we often really shame ourselves for things in our past, you know, I was really scared a long time ago to open up about my disordered eating journey online, or, you know, other struggles I've gone through in the past. But then I remind myself that so many other people have gone through that as well, and we shame ourselves for it, but it's actually in the moments where we can be brave enough to share it and to connect with others about the things we've struggled with, so that we can help other people along their journey as well, or you can just be there for another human being. That is ultimately your superpower. And I think that's also a good reminder that that vulnerability comes from, like I said, you owning more of you. You coming back to more of you, sharing more of you, not hiding more of you, not hiding things that you think are bad or need to be shamed. Nuh-uh. It's a good thing. It's a superpower. And you have a way to connect with others on such a deeper level if you truly own your vulnerabilities and insecurities and things that scare you, because that is how you connect. Last thing, number four, I wanted to share as we talk about being more of you and not less of you. Even though the world of wellness and self-development, self-improvement is amazing, don't get me wrong. I mean, I literally have a self-development, self-improvement podcast and pages. You know, this is my jam. This is my favorite thing ever. But I want to offer you another perspective because I know there is so much noise online with wellness and self-development, self-improvement. And there can be a lot of pressure when you're scrolling online and you're seeing, do this, don't do that, look like this, don't look like that. Make sure you do this thing, do this. Like, you're getting bombarded with information and pressure. I'm here to remind you, your big sis, I'm here to remind you that you truly do not need to change anything about yourself, okay? If there's anything I want you to take away from this episode, is that I need you to realize that we just need to peel back the layers to get to the real you. The layers that society and BS and garbage that have piled on you over the years as you've gone through life. So we can get rid of those, peel it back, so we can really get to the real you. And the real you doesn't need to be changed, right? That's your soul. That's who you came to this earth to be. And so in a world where there's so much pressure to change and to do all of these things, I want to be here to remind you that you're not broken. You don't need to change everything about yourself. Even the terms, you know, being your best self, I love that term, but sometimes we just need to remind ourselves that we just need to be ourselves, right? We just need to be more of us. We need to be our authentic selves. And so remind yourself that anytime you maybe are getting overwhelmed or you're getting stressed or you just feel a lot of pressure and sometimes, you know, you just don't feel good enough, I'm here to remind you that being you is enough, okay? It is. And I want you to be more of you. Tap more into you. You don't need to feel the pressure to change all the time, because at the end of the day, we're gonna peel back the layers that have been placed onto you so we can tap into the true, real you. We need you being more of you, and that is enough. That is my goal. That is my work here. And I hope this is just a quick reminder, this mini episode, to help remind you that you really don't need to change anything. We just need you to be more of you. So I'm sending all my love. That was this episode, this download for today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your story, let me know you listened, and I will catch you in the next Pod Wednesday. Sending love.